Again, huge news if you're a Boise State football fan today. Running back signee out of Texas, Raymond Sheard, out there of Arlington, Texas. Well, he's not going to be a Bronco today. Unfortunately, on Tuesday at his Arlington High School, he was arrested. He was charged with possession of prohibited weapons, possession of a controlled substance, possession of marijuana, and tampering with an identification card. Last we heard, the Dallas News had reported earlier this morning that Sheard, coach, remains in an Arlington City jail with a $7,500 bail bond. Not a good situation.
I thought it was 17 grand.
Okay.
Who knows?
I see 7,500 here. Maybe it went down a little bit.
Oh, that's the percent. It's like 10%, right?
You okay. 10%, that's probably
something like
what
that.
It is.
Yeah.
BJ Range, you're live on the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. You're the beat writer. It's your job. You get paid by the Idaho Press Tribune and BlueTurfSports.com to pay attention to this stuff. So hopefully you did your work today, BJ. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, I saw the report that a student at Arlington High named Raymond Sheard had been arrested and obviously had to confirm that it was the same Raymond Sheard, but, you know, the chances of there being multiple people named Raymond Sheard that are the same age in school and at the same school is not very strong. But, you know, got to confirm that it was indeed him, and got to confirm from the school that they're cutting ties immediately with him. He will not be coming to Boise State. If you guys remember, he signed with a JUCO on signing day, and it kind of, some people were wondering what was going on or why he had signed with a JUCO. And you, I know a lot of guys do that kind of as a backup plan, and you wonder now if he may end up at that JUCO or what the future holds for him. But very talented player. They were expecting big things from him. But, you know, went to school, and this was Tuesday, so this was yesterday. Some people are saying, oh, wow, Boise State cutting ties quickly. I mean, this was yesterday. You have to assume that Boise State, you know, knew about this already and had contemplated this, and then once it came public, went ahead and announced they were cutting ties. But apparently he showed up at school yesterday, that he was acting suspiciously. They took him to the school office and searched his backpack and found an unloaded gun. They found some non-prescription drugs. They found marijuana. There was an issue with the gun. The serial number, I think, had been tampered with on the gun. And that's where the ID card issue comes from. My understanding is that might be a felony as well if you're tampering with a serial number on a gun. But it sounds like it's not a good situation at all for Raymond Sheard, and it's just a sad situation all around, and you hope that that young man gets the help that he obviously needs.
Yeah, BJ, you got to think the BSU program did their due diligence and did, you know, their investigation, and, you know, probably quickly, obviously, but they didn't just cut ties with a guy. I'm sure they got the information they needed to say, hey, listen, you know, we can't go down this path.
And again, we don't know for sure what, you know, his background. You know, this may have been a case where Boise State knew about some you know, issues in his past or something, and said, hey, we're going to give you one chance here, and you know, maybe he screwed up here, and that they said that's it, and maybe there's more to the story that we don't know about. Maybe this is a one-time incident, but it was just enough where Boise State said, we're sorry, we can't honor that you know, scholarship at this point. So again, there's a lot of details probably still out there, but certainly to show up to school and have an unloaded gun and some marijuana and some non-prescription drugs in your backpack, certainly that's troubling and cause for major concerns. And so, hopefully he gets the help that he needs, because he's obviously in a rough place right now. And like you said, Johnny, still is in an Arlington City jail, as far as I know. And again, we'll have to see what happens, but certainly a hit to Boise State going into next season.
All right, BJ, I got Coach Christensen's take a little earlier on this, on the state of the running back situation for the Boise State Broncos. I mean, gosh, you want to see how important this spring game is now, not only a quarterback, but a running back too, because Sheard was a guy that I think a lot of people put in their back pocket saying, here's a guy who could come in, and if he plays really well in fall camp, might have some type of a role next year and not redshirt. Where's the state of the Boise State running backfield right now, in your opinion, as the beat writer?
Well, they've only got four scholarship players. They're going to have four scholarship running backs next season, and that certainly is a cause for concern. Obviously, Jeremy McNichols, you know, showed a lot of promise as a freshman, you know, 9.4 yards per rush. But again, a lot of those were like wide receiver sweeps and stuff. You don't know how he would do strictly in the backfield. He's going to get, obviously, the number one chance probably to get some carries. You've got Devin Demas, who, again, we've talked a lot about Demas and Fields. Demas had 25 carries, 173 yards. So that's what, over 6 yards a carry, I guess, for Demas. They like him a lot. They like Fields. You know, he didn't do much last year, only 11 carries for 31 yards, but they feel like he's improved. He's a guy that can help in pass protection as well. And, and then Corey Young, we've talked a lot about him. He was a three-star recruit that signed with them last year and redshirted. They feel highly from him. And, you know, Ryan Wolpin was a walk-on, but they've been very impressed with him, you know, in the past. And the former running backs coach, Kent Riddle, was very high on Wolpin. I mean, he's a guy that rushed for 3,400 yards, was all-league in high school. It's not in one season. Career, 3,400 yards. Was over 6 yards to rush in high school. Went, I believe, to Northern Colorado College, I want to say it is, and redshirted. Went there for a year and sat out, and then came here and sat out. So, he's an interesting guy that no one really knows about. But I would keep an eye on the spring game. You're looking for somebody else. Take a look at this Ryan Wolpin cap, because he's a guy that the coaches are high on, at least so far. But, again, he's a walk-on. We'll have to see. But Coach would know better than anybody. I mean, four scholarship running backs. Is that
very, very limited, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, because listen, these guys got to play special teams. They got to, I mean, you need those kinds of guys. I mean, in return game and in the, you know, kickoff return game, you need running backs. You need them. And I mean, heck, I mean, four guys on scholarship, you're not going to go through it. So you know, you're not going to have a Jay Ajayi next year that's going to carry every single snap. And
Injuries happen.
Yeah, injuries happen, and then pretty soon, next thing you know, you're playing with a true freshman and at a position you don't want to play, or a guy that's maybe your third or fourth string, you know, scholarship running back. It's not where you want to be. It's just not where you want to be.
I wonder if they try to give Charles Bertoli a call and try to get him to change his mind for next year. I mean, who knows? Certainly, we're going to have to look at the JUCO route probably. But again, if there's JUCO running backs out there right now, there's a reason they're still out there.
Yeah.
They're either having issues academically or some schools didn't want them. So you're not going to go out and find some impact junior college player to come in, you know, right now that can come in the summer and be a significant guy next year. So you maybe could find a guy for depth. But they're in a kind of a quandary right now, and probably have to look at taking two or three running backs in next year's class, but certainly can't afford to have many injuries, because this is a group, guys, that they've talked about having two, three, four guys, you know, get the carries, and that's basically every running back they have. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out. And I agree, Johnny, I think running back all of a sudden becomes one of the key areas to look at the spring game even more than it already was.
Well, BG, I got to believe that the next time you guys get a chance to talk to Coach Harsin at the press conference, this quarterback race is not going to be the topic of discussion.
Yeah, I think we get him Thursday or Friday. I think we get him before the spring game Saturday. If not, we get him after the spring game. But, if the quarterbacks have been all the talk. And, you know, the running back battle has been a talk, at some point, just because you're losing Jay Ajayi and his, 2,300 total yards, 30 touchdowns or whatever it was combined. I mean, you're losing a ton, and it was already going to be a key. But the fact that you've lost two running backs off your roster in the last 8 days, and both of them were expected to come in and, contribute and compete for playing time in the fall, I think it's a huge blow to this, to this team. And Coach, I mean, you liked his tape. I know a lot of coaches that really liked him. I mean, I know the former running back coach, Kent Riddle, he loved Raymond Sheard. He talked about him coming in and having a chance to play right away.
Yeah.
So I think this is a huge blow for this team going forward.
BJ Raines, Idaho Press Tribune, BlueTurfSports.com. Got an article on BlueTurfSports.com right now on the Raymond Sheard dismissal. Again, he's not going to be with Boise State when fall camp begins. I know, BJ, you don't know what the next move is yet. Based on what you know, do you think Boise State's going to go try to find someone who has slipped through the cracks and is looking for a school to play, maybe a late blooming JC kid who does end up getting his academics straight when back on signing day they weren't straight?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see, and I hope to find more information on that, talking to some folks in the next week or so, and see where they go after the spring game. They'll obviously hit the road for the April recruiting period. I certainly think it's a possibility, but I don't think you're going to find somebody out there, John, that you can come in and expect to be a key contributor. And maybe I'm wrong and Coach knows better, but I would think at this point in the game, you're maybe finding a guy that can come in and just be a depth guy for you. I don't think you're going to find somebody that can come in and be a key contributor. You mentioned the academics. Maybe there is somebody out there that wasn't sure they'd qualify. they find out in May when they finish their you know classes that they do, and maybe somebody slips through the cracks. But I think the guys you see on the roster right now are going to be the key contributors. They may add somebody else, but I wouldn't expect that person to come in and be a key player next year.
BJ, we appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See ya.